I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you're here for our first Friday in June broadcast. It feels good. We are in the last days of high school graduation season here in East Lansing. Six graduating seniors are concluding a unique program they've been involved with since elementary school. These graduates are part of the inaugural class of the Edgewood Village Scholars Program. Each of them lives in Edgewood Village, an affordable housing complex that caters to many groups, including the elderly and disabled. This program offers intensive, personalized academic support and a variety of service opportunities, and all six of this year's graduates are heading off to college in the fall. Joining me to talk here about the Edgewood Village Scholars Program is its director, Jonathan Rosewood. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
Sounds like an interesting lineup. And this is your first crop of graduates and graduates, right?
This is the first class to graduate from the Edgewood Village Scholar Program, so we're really excited. So we're happy to be on the show and talk about the program, talk about the community, and just see what people can do to help us.
We had another, I think she's a volunteer with your program. She's somehow connected to it, Judy Gardy, on the program here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we were actually talking about Park Lake and keeping Park Lake clean and sprucing it up and what have you. But I know we talked a little bit about the Scholars Program on her visit. Some context first. Remind our listeners what Edgewood Village is and what makes it unique.
All right, so Edgewood Village is a affordable housing complex. We have 135 units where we have people that are handicapped and from all areas of walks of life, they can live there. It was started in 1972. And basically, the reason why it was started was Mr. John Dooley, who was Miss Judy Gardy's father. He wanted a housing complex where everyone can live in East Lansing and have an affordable housing and also be able to have the same resources as others in East Lansing. So that's really his mission, for the people that live in Edgewood to be able to have resources and opportunities just like the community members in East Lansing.
So our Edgewood scholars grew up in Edgewood Village, and they've attended high school where? All over the place, or East Lansing High School, or what?
Well, they all started off in the East Lansing schools. But like Mr. Dooley's goal, we believe in upper mobility. So some parents and students were able to move outside of the village and go to different schools. So right now we only have three students that's outside of the district, one in Okemos, one in Hazlitt, and one in Grand Ledge. And the rest of the students go to East Lansing schools. So our program starts off in the fifth grade. They fill out an application. They must have a 2.0 GPA. They must have two letters of recommendations, one from a teacher or a counselor and one from a community member. And what happens is we mostly get our students from Donnelly Elementary, and we just recently received some students from White Hills Elementary. So they start off in the elementary schools in East Lansing, go to McDonald Middle School. That's where a majority of our middle school students are. Mm-hmm. And then most of them go to the East Lansing High School. So they matriculate through the East Lansing schools unless they move out outside of East Lansing.
But just to be clear, this is basically academic prep. It's preparation. Or am I wrong? Are there scholarship dollars that are attached to this as well?
So there's what we do this year with our seniors, we've been helping them get scholarships from different organizations. Recently, we've been getting scholarships from the Okemos Hazlitt Rotary Club, which they usually provide a scholarship for our Scholar of the Year. So that's one scholar that has done awesome work throughout the whole year, and we choose them and they get a scholarship. But basically, our program helps our students in academics. We set up personal tutors and work with SAT, ACT prep. So if they need help on the test, we get tutors for them. Also, we take college visits, college tours, because we believe in our goal is four-year institutions. We want all of our students to go to four-year. If they so happen to go to a two-year, we're happy about that, but our goal is 4 years. So we do the tutoring, we do the SAT prep, We do college visits. We bring in professionals to come talk about their careers, to show the students what they have to do to get to the next level. So if they wanted to be a radio host like yourself, we would have you come in, speak to the students about what you had to go through, what type of schooling you had to do, what type of internships that you had to have, mm-hmm. and what college did you have to go to, and how did you get here? So those are just some of the things that we do in our program.
Now, do these six Edgewood scholars, do they represent all of the graduating high school seniors? Are these all the graduating high school seniors that have passed through Edgewood, or are they a part of the total group?
Well, this year, they're the only seniors that graduated.
So all six of the kids who started out in Edgewood Village who applied for this program are it's not like you have seniors who grew up in Edgewood who are not Edgewood scholars. Every
Correct.
Single one of them. You're batting 1,000 here in the first year. Okay.
In the first year.
Okay, very good. We are talking about the inaugural graduating class of the Edgewood Village Scholars Program. This is a college prep initiative run by the Edgewood Village Nonprofit Housing Corporation here in East Lansing. It serves a variety of clients in affordable housing, including the elderly and disabled. My guest is Jonathan Rosewood, director of the Scholars Program. You rely on volunteers and partnerships to some extent. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. I know for our program, we rely highly on volunteers to come in and speak to the students, to tutor the students. This year alone, we have partnered with Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated to come in and lead different workshops. We've partnered with People's Church, huge, huge, huge partner. We are blessed. They allow us to drive their vehicles to different college visits. So the furthest college visit that I've taken the students on is to Chicago, and we visited the University of Chicago and Northwestern University.
Wow. Yeah.
So thank People's Church for doing everything. We also have services from Gateway Youth Services who come and talk to our students about stress and bullying. So we definitely rely on a lot of people, a lot of volunteers to come in and just work with our young people. We do understand our staff at the Network Center. We only have 4 to 5 staff members, and we have a lot of residents. So we definitely depend on the volunteers' help. I know you spoke of Miss Judy Gardy.
Correct.
And Miss Donna Kapowitz. Those are also volunteers, but they are on our scholar committee. And we have different people on the scholar committee from different areas of life, counseling, college level, Lansing Community College. So we just bring people in so that therefore we can help our students and parents to make sure that we're able to reach our goal to a 4-year institution.
Now, remind us again where your scholars are attending college. I know some are coming here to MSU.
Go green, go white.
Where else?
So we have 4 going to Michigan State University. We have 1 going to University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And we have 1 going to Lansing Community College.
How common is this kind of model in education? This just strikes me as unique. The way it melds, the way it combines housing and education.
I think this is important. We're not the school, but we are a community center. Within the housing community. And I think it's important. I've been around here for the past 6 years, and I've seen nothing like it. I believe it is the first of its kind, unless we're counting like the Big Boys and Girls Club or maybe the YMCA, but no other housing units have this type of program. So it's very beneficial. We're basically just a support for the teachers in the schools. We understand that teachers and counselors, they have a huge workload, so they may not be able to get to all students. But at our community center, since in our program we only take students that live in Edgewood Village, we can work with them, help them with the schoolwork, with the testing. So therefore, when they go to school, they can get right into the books and not have to really worry about failing or anything like that.
Jonathan, do you think this is a model that could be replicated, that other subdivisions, villages, other entities could learn from and could use?
I would say yes. I believe so. And the reason why I say that, because I myself actually would like to do this. Like, I'm from the city of Detroit, and I would love to take this type of model, this program, back to the city of Detroit and work in different housing units and help students understand, look, you can go to college or you can get a good job. You don't have to be in the streets. You don't have to be doing silly stuff. Let's go ahead, get you that extra support. But the only way it will work, if volunteers come in and they decide that they want to help the community, that's the only way that it will work.
Yeah. Jonathan Rosewood is the director of the Edgewood Village Scholars Program. That is a college preparatory program designed for students living at the Edgewood Village Housing Unit in East Lansing. And we want to thank Jonathan for being here today. Best of luck in the future and with this project.
Thank you, Mark, for having us. Appreciate you.